once again before Africa 1, we read that prayer?
I think before each and every lesson of ours, we should have a prayer. Either we compose it ahead of time for each and every lesson. Some of the prayers could be remnant, though we repeat them. It could be short, a few lines long, as long as by that we try to connect our hearts, and then we'll enter the lesson already as one desire, ready for the influence of the Creator over us. So go ahead. Friends from Africa.
Dear Creator, thank you for this great environment. Help us to do all those actions that are helpful for the connection between friends, so that in our connection with the Ten, we will reach a strong connection with you. Give the friends whatever is necessary to implement the writings of our great sages that will bring the soul of Adam Harishon to difficult with you quickly.
Amen. Yofi.
From this connection, let's go to the lesson. Niv.
So reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 9. You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. From this we learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would he receive? That disparity of form that the souls acquired separates them from his essence, like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became created beings. However, everything the souls acquire of his light extends from his essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to his light, which they receive in their kli, their vessel, which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them and his essence, since they receive it existence from existence, directly from his essence. The only difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are a part of his essence, meaning that the amount of light that they received in their kli, in their vessel, being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predicated in the disparity of form of the will to receive. This disparity of form made it a part by which they were separated from the whole and became a part. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole and the other is a part, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place.
No.
No questions. Okay, let me read. You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. Meaning, the more we are not similar in our thoughts and our desires, so we are distant in the spiritual space. We can't see this space. We can't see how far we are from one another, but that's what determines it. Only according to the disparity of our desires, our passions, our goals, accordingly, we are far from one another. From this, we learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would he receive? He has no will to receive, only a will to bestow. That disparity of form that the soul has acquired separates them from his essence, from the Creator, like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Meaning, as much as we are different in our thoughts, desires, and goals, this is how much we are distant from the Creator. The disparity of form makes us distant from the Creator. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures. However, everything the souls acquire of his light, the light of the Creator, extends from his essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to his light, which they receive in their vessels, which is the will to receive, there's no difference whatsoever between them and his essence. Since if they receive from the Creator into their will to receive, it will be exactly like the Creator, since they receive it existence from existence, directly from his essence. The only difference then between the souls and his and the Creator is that the created being is filled by what there is in the Creator. And the only difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are part of his essence. Meaning the amount of light they receive and their vessel, they receive it only partially. So the light that they receive in their will to receive is already separated from the Creator, as it's predicated in the disparity of form of the will to receive. And the disparity of form made it a part by which they were separated from the whole and from the Creator, that upper light that left it and became a part inside the created being, according to the qualities of the created being. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole, the Creator, and the other is a part in the created being, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Let's scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an example. Such a desire to receive did not exist at all, because the Creator is the will to bestow. And above the will to bestow, which is his essence, Atzmuto, we cannot say anything about that part, since we have no attainment in him, no grasp in that part. And the Creator, Bore, is an external form, external manifestation of the upper force that creates the will to receive existence out of absence, since that form of reception did not exist in him, in the Creator. And that's why he's called created, Creator, Boe, Baal, outside of the degree, outside of himself. That's what he created, something outside of himself. He created the will to receive exactly according to what he wants to give to the will to receive as fulfillment, exactly according to all the changes that he wants the will to receive will undergo, will grow, will resemble the Creator, to be able to receive all the abundance in the Creator, meaning the will to receive although it will be the created being. That's why it's able to receive. But he'll be able to change to such extent that he will feel what is the will to bestow. What does it mean to be in bestowal? And from that, he will reach the state of the Creator, the degree of the Creator. This is his entire form of development.
Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, тут непонятно, по отрывку все-таки есть разница между душами и цмутой или нет? Потому что здесь...
Not clear according to the, this passage.
Но непонятно, в чем здесь разница.
There's no difference between the souls and the Creator, that they're part of the Creator. It's not really clear.
What we are discussing here, is, again, is the upper desire that relates to us, that belongs to us, and not further inside. We are not built to attain those things. We have no capability to attain more than that. We attain the external part of the upper reality, and we discover it. That's what Kabbalists who attain it tell us. We discover it as a desire to good to his creatures. That's what we attain. And the desire to do good to his creatures creates in us a desire to receive. And in working on the will to receive that he created in us, both in the will to receive that he created and also in our ability to change the will to receive, to form it, make it into forms that resemble the Creator, desires to bestow. Through those two desires that we have, the desire to receive that comes directly from the Creator, the desire to bestow that we try to build by ourselves towards the Creator, accordingly we have a connection with the Creator. Now we try to resemble him in our will to bestow. This is called the degree of adhesion of the creature in the created, in the Creator. And also in the other way where we can activate our will to receive created in us and receive from the will to receive that pleasure, that fulfillment he wants to give us. So we have work in seemingly two opposite directions, not wanting to receive on top of the will to receive the Creator created in us. And when we don't want to receive and we resemble the Creator, then after that we open up our will to receive and we receive in it in order to bestow. That is why our path includes two parts. One part along the way, where we develop up to the degree of bina, the degree of bestowal. We don't want to receive. We are in a restriction and the growing will to bestow that we build on top of our will to receive. And once we get to the degree of bina in its entirety, bestow in order to bestow, we can also go to the second phase of our development where we begin to work also in receiving in order to bestow. That's a very important stage, a great stage, an upper stage. And that's how we get from Bina to Keter.
Kabi 3. Bonjour, Rav. Is it this separate part of the wall that we call the point and the earth?
The point in the heart, what we receive from the will to bestow of the Creator, he plants it inside the will to receive. And through the development of the point in the heart, we come to resemble the Creator. The starting point comes from the Creator. That's why it's a divine part from above. That's a point in the heart, a will to bestow. This starting point exists in every creature, except in different degrees in each one of us. That stems from our individual places in the soul, in the system of Adam HaRishon. And that's how we develop this point, until we connect to it more and more of the desire to receive, varied and each time more and more. And by that we process the will to receive. We get it to work under the dominion of the point in the heart, under the dominion of the intention to bestow. And that's how we grow ourselves more and more, until we, in this vessel, who is entirely the will to receive, with the intention in order to bestow, we begin to feel the Creator, and we can be, we can have this mutual work with Him. I to my beloved to me.
French.
French.
Bonjour Rav et bonjour les amis. Est-ce que la pierre extraite de la montagne, elle retourne à la montagne à chaque nouveau degré pour ensuite faire un complet, un avaya complet et se séparer encore une fois de l'essence?
Is the rock from the mountain, does each time return to the mountain from step to step, stage to stage? Yeah, we need to return our souls to their source, which is by connecting between us and connecting with the Creator. This is our work, exactly. Attainment that belongs to spirituality. We need to continue and develop in us the connection between us, because in the connection between us we liken ourselves to the correct system, and then we can receive from the upper light, from the Creator, greater, more qualitative bestowal that's closer to the truth. For Him to connect us correctly, to fill us with something, and this will.
Rav, you
said that Rabash read the introduction to the Zohar with you, and many years ago we also learned this introduction. But today we're intense, that we have new discernments and new abilities. Does this form a new state, new ability, this that we're learning it as a 10? Certainly. We are learning it again. We're learning it in tens. We want, first of all, to realize it in the 10 sense. Within the 10, we wish to relate to the connection in the 10, which is the Creator. How concealed it is from us, how it begins to be more revealed. Maybe not revealed, but we can feel that He needs to be there. And in this way we come closer, more practically, in this intentional search of the attitude of the Creator and of ours to Him. What causes content to the Creator, which is a quality so opposite to the will to receive? When we search for Him, our desire is to know our King. We connect, we are ready to do everything against our ego, against our desire, as long as it will help us get Him. He's a hidden God, and we are chasing Him. The contentment of the Creator we also feel in the end, that's within us. We need to feel pleasure from being together, from connecting in order to find Him. That's our entire work, to find Him. And He, hides among us, between us, when we are not that connected. So all those cracks that remain between us, those distances, those gaps, he is there, he is hidden there. Then we check between us, where else can we unite ourselves in order to locate him? And thanks to our work and connection between us, we close ourselves around him until we begin to see that he is between us.
Perception of reality sounds like, on one hand, very informative. Why do we change our perception of reality from informative to a place of work?
We are learning the wisdom of Kabbalah gradually, and we start with vessels in which we have no sensation, no feeling. We don't have any feeling closer, farther, creator, created being, connection, separation, our intentions. We repeat those words that we read or hear, but we still don't have a certain reaction from our own feelings, because we're not used to it in our lives as well. But gradually, through the study, through the connection, through the efforts, and mostly it's through envy, lust, and honor that exists between us, through all those forms of relationships that exist between us, we come to a state where our feelings will join it as well. We are big egoists compared to all of humanity. And it's not so simple for us to start connecting between us and revealing some new sensations, new qualities between us. We're not so gentle or subtle. We are quite coarse, unrefined, I would say blocked to feelings. That's why this work is so great, because we will connect ourselves, connect between us, so you would understand. We would begin to feel it in our feelings. That's a problem on the one hand. On the other hand, we have no choice. We need to understand that coarseness and refinement, distancing from the Creator and attaining the Creator, they are actually equal. They are connected to one another. And so, although we are heavy, we are difficult, we are egoistic, specifically because our will to receive is so great and so blocked, so opaque, we'll be able to reach such states where the Creator will begin to reveal himself. And then we'll have great attainment as a result. That's why he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. The more the will to receive is greater in the person, the more he finally reveals the form of reality.
Okay, friends. Rav, he said that we need to connect between us, will be similar in our desires and our thoughts and our goals. Question from yesterday, how do we reach such a thing? Because we're all so different, and what each one wants or loves or hates.
If we were not different, we won't be able to attain we wouldn't be able to attain the Creator, because the Creator is attained specifically above or on top the differences between us, where we wish to build above those differences a system of connection. And then, in that system of connection, above the differences between us, the system of separation, we using these two systems, one on top of the other, coarseness and specifically above it, refinement, we build the system called the attitude towards the Creator, the force, the form of bestowal. And that's how we discover our connection to the Creator. Only in this way, we never delete our coarseness, rather the coarseness is revealed more and more. And we're trying to rise above each and every day on top of the coarseness that is revealed daily. And we come to such states where in the coarseness and in the refinement above it, we begin to feel ourselves through such a sense and the sense in which the Creator is revealed as the light itself.
To feel from him, we need to enlarge our desire, right?
We receive from above an increase in our will to receive. Each moment, both in corporeality, all of humanity is receiving it, and we too will receive in spirituality according to how much we can prepare the system of connection between us. So as to not fail between us, the Creator awaits to see how connected we are, to the extent that we are ready to connect, or even connected in the ten. To that extent, we'll begin to feel how opposite we are of one another. We move apart, we repel one another, we push away each other, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon. You're trying to explain to me, we don't have such a thing. There's something very simple. Hi. With the connection with the friend, in the center of the connection with the friends, I need to reach connection with the Creator, period. That's it. We don't have here a choice of these things or those things. We're answered to the men. So a few questions. What does the disparity of form relate to in the created beings? The difference between the souls or difference towards the Creator, who is the desire to bestow and they are the desire to receive?
Both. Because we need to work in connection between us, and afterwards we need to work from a connection between us, and what we are connected between us, and then we also need to work from this connection, from this point of connection to the Creator.
Moscow 8, it said that the creature receives directly from the Creator, and there were many questions there. So one kind of general question, how can the creature receive from the Creator if he's opposite to him? How can the creature receive directly from the Creator?
Actually, it's specifically the opposite, because the will to receive is opposite from the Creator, is opposed to him, then he can receive from him. And in this, he has the will to receive. Without the will to receive, there is no created being. But how to receive it from the Creator, and the intention to bestow contentment to the Creator, then in this he gives to the Creator. And then it turns out that the created being, according to how he is created and corrected himself, he is in two opposite forms, one to another. According to his will to receive, he is opposed to the Creator, pulling from him. And according to the restriction, screen, and reflected light, he returns what he receives from the Creator back in return to the Creator, the intention to bestow. It turns out
that the created being is very complex in his structure. He has a will to receive that is filled, and he has an intention to bestow that all this fulfillment he sends in return, meant for the Creator, in order to pleasure him. That's it. Imagine to yourselves that you are like babies in the hands of mother, and mother gives him, you know, porridge, like you give a baby, and he takes it. On one hand, it's very tasty for him. Because if it's not tasty, what is he going to give back to the mother? And all the things that is that it's tasty and it's good and mother prepared it and everything that she put into this action that she feeds him, he in return does it all only in order to pleasure her. And then it turns out that he's not receiving anything. Nothing. And all his reception is only bestowal. Pure bestowal. That's what we need to depict to ourselves in our spiritual work. All right?
Yeah, from Moscow 6, when we reveal separation in the 10, how not to run away and change your 10 number, but actually deal with the state?
When it is revealed the separation in the 10, we need, first of all, to understand that that everything comes from the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, and that He's doing it to us, that by this we can improve our vessel, we'll connect above all the disturbances, that all these disturbances are for our benefit, so that we will raise ourselves in a quality of connection that it's even higher, and it'll be connected such to the Creator in a manner that it is even tighter, more qualitative. And thus all the distance between us, we need to see as an opportunity for a connection between us, greater, bigger, and for a connection to the Creator that is greater and bigger.
Questions? From Latin 12, how can I acquire the form of my friends?
The forms of my friends, I need to receive that it comes to me from the Creator. That the Creator is the only operator. And beyond the friends, behind the friends, He stands and directing them, arranging them to bestow to me in all sorts of forms that I, upon their bestowal to me, will annul myself and receive their bestowal, their influence upon me, as if it comes truly from the Creator, and that through each and every friend and all together, I'll be able to relate to the Creator, to the source of my life, that such a comes through the friends. And thus it turns out that both the friends and the Creator and me are in one connection. And what connects between me and the Creator are the friends, my friends. That without them, without that I build of them a connection, then this connection doesn't exist. There won't be any connection of mine to the Creator, rather only through the Ten. And the Creator, I won't be able to depict to myself, to feel Him. If not, then it's clear to me, how do I connect to the Ten? How am I connecting to them and through them to the Creator? That's how it works. Last question.
PT 38. Why specifically the greatest separation brings to the greatest closeness?
Because the distance says how much there is between us a great will to receive, which is separating between me and the Creator, and the group that brings me such a sensation, this great distance between me and the group, and even more so for between me and the Creator that stands beyond, behind the group. So in this, it turns out that specifically my connection with the group, that I reject it and they reject me, and there is no seemingly opportunity to connect between us. If we'll overcome this, here there'll be the strong connection, and we'll be able to reach the essence, a new essence of connection between us. And in this connection, the Creator will be revealed. Thus, upon all the rejections, we need to understand it's not the rejections, they're invitations for connection. All right? Great. What I want to tell you, hold on, in this introduction, as much as possible, what we're learning now, and you'll see how much it adds for you to the entire general picture of how to strengthen yourselves in the group and with the Creator together.
Hello, we're reading from document Faith Above Reason, continuing from 73.
Yes, this is a very important document, as you know. We've gone over it, spoken about it. Faith Above Reason. It's a matter that it's very important, very dear. It stands before us to raise ourselves to a different level of perception of reality, connection with the Creator, understanding sensation and the spiritual reality. All this is called reception of reality in faith above reason, meaning in appreciation in Bina, more the value in Bina more than in bestowal, rather than the value of the receiver in knowledge, that reason. And if we such relate to reality, then we reach a state that truly, gradually it will change. We will invite the light that reforms, which is the light of Bina, and it will influence us, bestow us more and more, and our will to receive, which is Malchut, which is our entire nature, it will begin to be impressed more and more from the sensation of Bina, from the sensation of the force of bestowal, and from the appreciation of bestowal more than the appreciation of reception. To such an extent that we'll begin to see changes in us. Unnatural changes above the nature of our will to receive. And along the way there will be all sorts of changes such that doesn't appear to us that it's normal, that it belongs to this world, or in general that it cannot be, that it will exist that way. But we need to go through these stages until it will be determined in such a manner that we have two levels. The level of the will to receive, in which we think, feel, debate, judge, measure ourselves in the corporeal will to receive, just like we speak, let's say, with our children or with strangers, only in the will to receive. And like it's written, their judge has not but what his eyes see, all according to our will to receive. but on a different level of perception of reality that we are in, that we want to be in it, in connection between us and the group, in the desire to bestow. And as much as more and more we'll connect ourselves to the desire to bestow and live in it, relate to the friends and to the Creator through this desire to bestow, that we'll describe to ourselves more and more in our efforts, then thus we'll begin to build the conditions that, according to our efforts to be in the desire to bestow, the Creator will arrange for us on ascent to the desire to bestow, to the level of Bina, above the level of Malchut. And thus, we'll begin to feel, sometimes infrequently and then more and more, both in intensity and in frequency, that yes, we can belong to the level of bestowal, the level of faith. We rise above ourselves. And that is actually our work, and faith above reason. As much as we can rise above our nature. Oh, 73, please. Go ahead.
Rabash writes, once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then it is time that he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the king. And when he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
Of course, we're talking only about what pertains to spirituality, not to this world, to corporeality, to family, to our job. No. On top of all the states that are revealed to me in the group, in the study, in dissemination, in such things, I have to overcome them with the power of bestowal. On top of the power of reception, with faith above reason. That's it.
Latin 7.
Thank you, Rav. This whole process of feeling the spiritual world, it seems like a precondition to attain the true prayer that rises from the shattered heart. So how can we come closer to it now when we don't have this degree? How can we reach the right prayer in the 10?
Only through the friends. I turn into the Creator. You can ask Him. Ask of Him to receive a connection with the society, which is already called the degree of Bina to some extent. And then by this you will begin to feel the power of bestowal, the power of Bina, the power of faith. This is how we discover it in practice.
New York 4. Rav, in the work in the 10, I have two discernments. One is a judge has only what his eyes see, and the other one is they have eyes and see not. When do I use the first one, and when do I use the second one?
Rav,
They have eyes and they do not see is about, it concerns the will to receive, which cannot see the truth. And therefore, in our spiritual steps, we have to constantly go with faith above reason. Otherwise, we're not carrying out any spiritual act. If we are in the spiritual realm, meaning in the connection between us, the friends, and the connection between us and the Creator, and this is what we're given, an opportunity to be in it, but we're not using the right vessels. That's the area where we should work with faith above reason, meaning in bestowal. Very simple, in bestowal.
I don't understand where from the importance a person has, that's where he criticizes from.
I don't understand what you're asking. You have a relation toward the friends. Check your relation to them. To what extent you are with them, heart and soul. To what extent you want to push them forward to the Creator. To what extent you're in this. Go ahead, do it. Measure it even. To what extent you had it yesterday and today, and how much you want to have it tomorrow. This you have in your hand. Your relationship with the friends.
That I'm doing, that you get forces in the group, a person can do this checking.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Well, it seems to me in the 10, I'm always trying to measure myself, measure if I'm advancing with the 10. So what I'm asking is, am I always in the left line? Is what in what's called the left line?
The right and left line, we can measure them only according to the goal, where I am, as opposed to the goal that I want to achieve, and to the to what extent I'm connected with the group along the way. If the point, which is me, and the group, and the goal are all on the same line, then in this, I'm going in the middle line. And this is where we should constantly be. Okay? Tel Aviv 4.
Toda, boker tov.
Thank you. Good morning. He writes that then comes a time that he has to go into the left line. So he does it from choice, or
he does it out of his own choice because he realized the right line. He connected with the 10, and by this he connected as much as he could with the Creator, and by this he realized the right line. And now he wants to correct himself from also in his vessels of reception, and this is why he shifts to the left line. We still don't know how to do this practically. But we will learn it. We will be playing from the right and from the left. And then we will be implementing ourselves, realizing.
Rav, thank you. My friend is asking. The question is, when we want the quality of bestowal during the prayer, should we cancel all our desires? What kind of prayer should we rise?
Only in order to be connected from us to the Creator, which is basically the final form of our correction. This is what we need to ask that the Creator will arrange for us connection between us and with the Creator. This form is correct. Correct in every single state of our spiritual ascent. That's the way.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What's this term that a person will always praise the Creator, should always establish the praise for the Creator?
The Creator needs to constantly be above all your corporeal values.
So I have to justify him in every deed he does towards me in this world?
Of course. Not only in this world, but in general. The Creator is, there is none else besides Him. He is above everything and the origin of everything. And if you haven't discovered that He is good and does good, it's because you're living in your own vessels, and you have to pray to Him that He will correct them, so you will see Him as good and doing good in everything.
And when do you reach the point that you justify Him?
Then you will justify Him.
When? How?
When He shows you that He is good and does good in all your vessels.
But that's a quality of bestow. You don't have it before.
Okay, correct. So we should give you vessels of bestowal.
So what I do in the meantime, if I don't justify my slander?
Correct. And then you ask of Him to give you the right perspective.
Through working in the ten?
Through everything. What's that got to do with it? Why are you limiting yourself only through the ten?
How can I do it alone?
I'm not saying you shouldn't also through the ten, but don't limit yourself into something. You want to see the Creator as good and doing good to everyone, covering everything, and this is how you want to accept Him, period. Anyone who adds, subtracts. Don't add to it. Through the ten, not through the ten.
So our work is to reach a state, a point, where I really justify Him 100%. In my feeling.
Ken.
Yes.
PT29.
Thank you, dear Rav. Question from a friend. It's written that he can give a true prayer from the bottom of his heart on what he's lacking. So is that a private deficiency? How to add it to the common deficiency?
A good question. Be incorporated in the collective and see that this deficiency actually belongs to the collective. It depends on the level of a person's
incorporation. You gave an example about the baby and the porridge. What if the porridge isn't tasty for the baby? How can you give contentment to the mother? Because usually we're not happy with what we get from the Creator. What should we do with it?
This is already on condition that a person wants to be a Kabbalist. Then he will want to increase the greatness of the Creator, to raise the greatness of the Creator to such a level that even if he receives things that are not good according to his own will to receive, according to his own qualities, but because he received it from the Creator, he will feel sweetness in it. Then he will have to do the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, and reception above the screen in forces of bestowal, in the intention to bestow.
Woman Petach Tikva.
Women, Petach Tikva, Rav, you said to check my attitude towards the friends as much as I am in heart and soul with them and wanting to come closer to the Creator with them. What if I discover that I have no desire? I don't even have a desire for that desire. I'm doing everything I can, but this desire for spirituality isn't renewing itself. What's your advice?
Keep going. Immerse yourself as much as possible in the friends and in the study, in the lessons. The lessons and the connection with the friends are really The only means that can bring us to spirituality. Just exert more, invest more, and if possible, in dissemination. Maybe go back to it or not. But one thing is clear, we must not stop disseminating. Consult with people who understand it, with the source here in Bnei Baruch, the people who are responsible, in charge of dissemination. What we call the heads of the languages, the heads of dissemination, I don't know. But speak to them and ask. Ask for advice. Yeah. But certainly, without disseminating, we will not advance. We will not be promoted. We can advance only on condition that we become guides. Guides. Both men and women. If we don't make this of ourselves, then what's the benefit from us? The Creator wants to make of us His representatives. And if we don't do it, then we will not advance. Why does He need some person to know something, to understand something? That person will not ascend either. Baruch Sulam also writes that everything he was rewarded with was only because he wanted to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses. And we see it in all the great Kabbalists throughout history, that they advanced only because they advertised, they publicized the writings of the Kabbalah in the masses. Yes, Niv.
There's a bit of a confusion between faith above reason and all kinds of actions. A few things. Like the first point, for instance, maaser. It's a corporeal action. It's supposedly corporeal, but it's spiritual. So is it above reason or?
Maaser, tithing, is not a corporeal action.
Can we say above reason about it?
Yes.
How?
Because I don't see any benefit that I'm given money. In my world, it is an act that is totally anti-egoistic. On the other hand, it is something very clear that if I give by this, I am participating in dissemination. And disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world promotes the whole world toward the end of correction. So it will advance us as well, and specifically me. And the interesting thing is that with all the things we do, they can be only on condition that we connect to the ten. Maaser, tithing, acts even if I'm not in the ten, and I'm not connecting to them, and I'm not coming closer to them. But when I pay to my tithing, it's a personal approach of a person. That's it. We don't say, let's pay the maaser in the ten, and then the whole ten gives that maaser up to other tens and all the way up to the top of the pyramid.
No.
Any person, by himself, if he pays it. Why? Because maaser corresponds to malchut. So it's a person's personal act when he wants to give the part of malchut that he can't correct on the one hand, but on the other hand, from that part begins the whole correction of his ten sefirot. And therefore, the whole of our spiritual correction begins with the maaser, the tithing.
Okay.
So,
That's it. So even though it's supposedly an external action that I'm actually doing with my body, it's still caught above reason?
It is above reason because you cannot want to do it. And the more you work in spirituality and advance in spirituality, it still remains difficult for you. Difficult.
Let's read 74 again. Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, commandments, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them the power in exaltedness that is above reason in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender, but they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
Yes. When help comes from the Creator, and then they can fill themselves precisely in the empty places, to the extent that they can recognize the greatness of the Creator in them. No questions, so we will continue. 75
by the Rabash. We see that the whole basis is founded entirely on faith, that only by faith it is possible to emerge from exile. We should not mind our reason, although a person is judged according to it. But when a person has the intellect to see his true state, it enables him to go above reason. In other words, one cannot go above reason without the help of the Creator. But if he sees that with reason he can advance, he does not need his help. And the main thing that is required from a person is to achieve his own completeness, meaning to be rewarded with Neran Chai of Neshama. This comes specifically by needing the Creator. Our sages said about it, one who comes to purify is aided. This is why it is a great thing when a person needs the Creator to help him, since one's salvation is in being given greater powers from above. And by receiving new powers each time, meaning a new soul, in the end he will receive the whole of Neran Chai that belong to the root of his soul.
The excerpt talks about a person receiving lights that pertain to the root of his soul. How? We work in the ten, so each of us, does he receive personally? How does it work?
Each one receives from his own will to receive, from the internality of the heart. Otherwise, he can't ask. The rest of the requests won't be to the point, won't be his own. That's why we need to locate as much as we can in a heartful way to connect to each other. And from that point where I connect to the others, also to connect to the Creator and ask for correction. Meaning in my connecting to the friends, I locate that point of connection or lack of connection. And then from that point, I turn to the Creator and ask for help about that connection, to realize it. So I have the group on one hand, the Creator on the other, I'm in the middle. I receive deficiencies from the group and corrections from the Creator. Maybe 121.
121. Hence, in the Pneuma that emerged from the Metzach, there are two phases of Katnut and Gadlut, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the coarseness disclosed in the screen, which is the level of Zeranpin of clothing called Chagat. And a level of Malchut of coarseness called Nehi, due to the three lines made on the level of Malchut. The right line is called Netzach. The left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only clothing in phase one, without coarseness, it has no vessels. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of vessels, and it clothes the vessels of Nehi. This level is called embryo, ubar, which means that there is only coarseness of the root there, which remained in the screen after its refinement during its ascent for coupling in the Metzach of the upper one. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet within, there is a concealed bottom, hey, regarded as the bottom, hey, at the Metzach. Once the embryo receives the coupling in the upper one, it descends from there to its place and receives the mochin of suckling, the nikah, from the upper one, which are coarseness of phase one, considered the bottom hay in Nikveh Naim. Thus, it acquires vessels of Chagat too. Chagat expands from Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin.
He
says, since there is only clothing without coarseness, because there's no vessels, how can there be clothes without coarseness? What is he clothed on?
He clothes on vessels, but not in a form that he's connected to the vessels. Meaning, how do I explain this to you? We have an additional illumination, except for what the created being can attain on his vessels of coarseness. There's an extra illumination by incorporation with the vessels of the upper one.
And then he says this level is called Ubar embryo, meaning there's only root coarseness there.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The smallest coarseness possible.
And from this you get an ubar, an embryo?
Yes, that's what he starts from. How could it come from anywhere else? Where would it develop? Meaning coarseness zero. The smallest coarseness is called the coarseness of the root.
So how do you explain it when he says that the screen only after its refinement is the embryo?
after all the screens from Malchut Avein Sof refine by the expansion of these Partsufim, they reach a state that the coupling takes place on the smallest screen that remains, which is called the coarseness of the root.
And I understand that this is the condition for the ubal, for the embryo?
Not a condition. The question is, in what is this embryo unique? It's unique that it has nothing of its own, and that from it, now something new can develop, because it's connected to the upper force, and from himself he lost everything. Lost it all. Then he can start developing now by his forces from new.
This, I wanted to ask you, what does it mean that he lost everything? What does it mean that the embryo lost everything?
All the lights and the vessels that cascaded from Malchut Avein Sof now came to the general zero.
Thank you.
Rav,
can I ask as well?
Yeah.
What does it mean that Chagat spread from within the Nehi, expand from there?
He writes it here in such a brief way that obviously it's hard to understand. The thing is that the Nehi can't expand on their own because it's the coarseness of zero, of the root. But because they're connected to Chagat, which is the coarseness of phase one, that's why they can expand. Meaning that a higher degree expands and in it also a lower degree expands. It's like a hint for what will happen later on, that in the greater goof, which is more developed and bigger, inside it can develop a smaller goof and lower one. Like a impregnated woman, that she has something that developed from zero, from a drop of seed. How? It develops while being in the body. Something else develops, and this other body, the upper one, supplies the lower body that developed inside it. It supplies everything it needs in order for the embryo to develop. Where does it come from? Here exactly we see the root to such a development. How can it be that on a animate level, one will develop inside the other? Very deep and great things that which are very interesting. Later on, we'll talk about it some more, especially when we will feel that in that way we're developing, that we are connecting between us and incorporating in the upper body, which is Bina, the Ima Ila, the upper mother. Bina is our mother. And that we start developing in her as an embryo. As such a body that receives everything from the mother. And we will just need to annul ourselves, only to annul ourselves, like the embryo is annulled towards his own mother, which he is in her. And she is supposedly in control of him and everything. And after the 9 sefirot, when it developed, when it reaches the 10th sefira, it has to be born. And then it starts existing in an independent way, supposedly, an independent body. But obviously it's being taken care of and being fed from the upper one. And in this way he develops. And in this development, this external development, there's also a special process that we'll learn about how it takes place according to spiritual degrees, then we'll understand whether we're okay or not when developing our children, raising them, and so on. Next.
123. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Achab fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it. Thus, the Achab of the level of Keto of Nikudim are in Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Chokhmah, and the Achab of the level of Chokhmah are in the Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Bina, etc. Therefore, during the second impregnation of Gadlut of the first Patsuf of Atzilut, called Atik, which elevated its Achab once more, Gelgalta Enaim of the level of Chokhmah ascended along with them. They were corrected along with the Achab of the level of Atik and received the first impregnation there.
Meaning, as we see on the second restriction, that the Achab of the upper one descends into Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, in the same way, in the corrections from below upward, so the light that comes gives forces to Gelgalta Enaim of the upper one, Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, to ascend and incorporate in the Achab of the upper one. And then it turns out that there's a special connection between Achab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one. And according to this, Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one starts receiving vessels of Achab, even though it's vessels of Achab of the upper one. And this is called Gadlut of the first kind, greatness of the first kind. And there's a special connection here. Because look what's happening here. Achab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one start becoming connected between them into 10 Sefirot, which is unnatural because they're very different. The Achab of the upper one and Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one. But by this, the lower one starts receiving forces of bestowal from the Achab of the upper one. And in this way, it starts growing. So, in other words, what do we have here? The upper one helps the lower one in its forces, in its mind, in everything, like we help a child, a baby. We come to him, to that baby, and he wants to do something, but he can't. So with our hands, with our mind, we help him put things together, organize things, lift them, and so on. That is exactly the root here, by the connection of the Achab of the upper one to the Gelgalta Enaim of the lower one, that the connection between them gives the lower one the ability to do things that the lower one can't do on its own. He wants to a bit in his little Gelgalta Enaim, but he gets help from the Achab of the upper one, that there are great forces there, and they can perform everything for the lower one. That is what we need to take into account, that we will always get help from the upper one if we discover the willingness to connect to him. And then he comes to the connection with us and helps us. That's it. That is rooted. Everything is rooted in the cascading of the worlds from below upward. That's what we need to implement to adapt